If you have your Bibles today, I encourage you to open to John chapter 8, and I'm going to share from God's Word today. A little bit later in the service, as you see in front, we have the communion elements that are in front of us, and we will partake of those later in the service. You have been prayed for today, and I just ask that you would open your heart for what God has for you today. The title of the message is, What Truth Does. What does truth do for us? Truth sets us free. The word, one of the words I'll use today is bondage. Bondage is an interesting word, and it is this, the state of being a slave. I don't know if any of you in this room, actually I know some of you in this room, have been in bondage. Bondage such as prison. There are a couple of you, I know some of your stories, I don't know all of your stories, but I know some, representing from First Wesleyan Church, have been able to have a little bit of a jail time, if you will. Some, maybe longer. Being in prison is an eerie place to be, if you've ever been there. I didn't go to prison, however, I was taken to jail one time. I was in high school, and I was riding around with a friend of mine. His name is Chris, and I don't think that we were doing really anything wrong, but we were probably, I don't know what was happening. Anyway, we went to his house, and we got in a different vehicle, so we wouldn't get in trouble, but somehow in the small town of 1,500 people, they found us. And so he was driving along, and the lights came on and says, hey, you're going to take a trip with us. And so we went to the jail. I was not questioned, but my friend was questioned. I just kind of sat in the other room, and then they said, after they got done questioning him, we left, and I think I minded my P's and Q's pretty good after that. I've been to jail to visit people before. Sometimes it's been on a video screen. Sometimes it's been behind locked doors. If you've ever been behind locked doors, the first couple times, that's a little eerie. You step in and you get rid of all the things out of your pockets, and then they open up this little gate, and you step in, and they close it behind you, and you think, oh man, what's going to happen here? I've sat in a room with a person or two and wondered, what happens if something happens in this room? I sure hope they have a camera. What happens to those who have been locked up? If you've ever been locked up before, you know there is some shame that is there. There is some regret that is there. There is, how did I do this? Or rationalizing of, well, it wasn't my fault. A number of things run through your mind if you've ever been in prison because you start asking those questions of yourself. I want you to know this. I'm not going to be talking about jail sentences. I'm not going to be talking about prison time. But I'm going to be talking about the freedom that we can have in Christ today. You and I can be free. But maybe, and I encourage each one of us, whether you call yourself a Christian today or whether you're far away from Christ, to ask the Holy Spirit to work deep in your life and to ask the question, is there any bondage that you have in your life? Are you a slave in any way to some kind of sin? Because when you know God's truth, He can set you free from that. I'm not talking about citizenship in the United States. We're all free Americans. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. But here's the truth. You can't set yourself free. I can't set you free. Even in the words that I share this morning, I am not the one doing that. God's word, Jesus is the one who does that. And so please hear that. He is the one that sets you free. Please listen to truth in your life today. I'm going to read from John chapter 8. I'm going to start at verse 31, and I'm going to go through verse 38. If you didn't happen to bring a Bible, feel free to grab one from the chair rack in front of you, and it'll be on page 894. Here's what it says. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." I want to start with verse 33 and then work our way out from verse 33 today. First of all, the Jews thought that they weren't enslaved. The Jews thought they weren't enslaved. Did you see the question they asked? They said, "We've never been enslaved. What are you saying?" And actually, through the Israelites' times, they were actually in bondage some. They were actually taken captive. But they didn't think that they were enslaved. We first have to understand that we are enslaved, or we have been enslaved. We were enslaved. We must know that we are sinners. Verse 33, why do we need to be free? Because of being slaves to sin. Here's what Psalm 51 verse 5 says. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." We were all born sinners. I think everybody understands that. If you don't, you were born a sinner. Let me illustrate in a little different way. Some of you in this room, when you grew up, you were in a very poor family, financially speaking. And some of you had no idea about that. You had no clue. You thought when you got a penny in your stocking for Christmas that everybody got a penny in their stocking for Christmas. When you got an orange in your stocking for Christmas, you thought everybody got an orange in their stocking, and it was a good life. And then when you started talking to other kids, they're like, "You got more than an orange? What did you get?" And then you realized somewhere along the way, we were very poor. You didn't know that before. That was just how you lived. You were just, "Oh, this is just life." And then you realized, "Oh man, they have four horses." I mean, we have a goat. How do you have four horses? That's expensive. Those things are very costly. Now, some of you aren't that old, but some of you identify with that as well. You think, "Oh, we were fine." But then you understand you were poor. Or let me explain another different way. Some of you grew up in a small town, and there was somebody in your town that was the athlete. I mean, they were good. I mean, they were the basketball star. They were the football star. They were the track star. Maybe that was you. Maybe you were that athlete. Well, something happens when you graduate from high school. You have to go on from there, and you go to a college. And maybe if you went to college and played somewhere, you realized, "Oh, my. I was the top of the heap, but I'm not the top of the heap anymore. There are a lot of good players here." And you realize that maybe you're not that good, or that athlete. Where is that athlete now? Hit the winning shot when they were 18 years of age, and at 35 years of age, they couldn't even shoot the ball. Malcolm Gladwell, in one of his books, writes about how there are some young people who are very smart, and in their school, they are admired as being very, very intelligent. And then they go with other smart kids to Harvard or Yale or whatever smart school, and they are just swallowed up because they don't know what to do, because they've always been, "Oh, look at Emily's test. She's got, if you want to cheat off anybody, cheat off of Emily. She's the smart one." And then, well, there's a bunch of Emilys at college. How do you do that? What is the truth of your nature? Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. These Jews are like, "We are offspring. We've never been enslaved to anyone." If you are not a Christ follower, and if you don't aim to live your life around God's word and his kingdom, then you are enslaved. You may not think it, but you are. Once sin came in the world through Adam, we were all born sinners, thus we are born in bondage. Being in bondage, though, is not how God wants us to be. He wants us to be free. You want to be free. Jesus defines it in a different way. He says this. Here's what it says in verse 34. Everyone who practices sin is a slave. What does it mean to practice sin? That's a tough, wow. Here's what Proverbs 5, verse 22 says. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. This means that we are doing it. That means we're practicing. So what are sins? Here, let me just list some for you so you just know some of them. I think you know many of these, but here we go. Lying, cheating, stealing, coveting, wanting somebody else's stuff, cursing. An addiction can be a sin. Slander. The Bible says disobedient to your parents is a sin. In one of the lists where it's talking about some grievous sins, then it says disobedient to parents. And I'm like, wow. That's just like you wrestle with your parents. But if you're a child in this room and you're disobedient to your parents, that's sin. Drunkenness. Sexual immorality is a sin. Practicing homosexuality is a sin. Envy. Gossip. These are sins. If we practice these and we are a slave to sin and we are not free, we need freedom from these sins, and the only freedom that we can have is through Jesus Christ. I brought with me today a chain. And when you are born, it's like you're born with a chain of sin. Now, I'm not going to continue to wear this because after a while, I might end up on the floor. If you've ever held one of these chains, it's not the heaviest thing in the world. But after a while, it starts weighing you down. Some of you understood this. Some of you dealt with your chain of sin for some time, and you're like, I'm not sure why it's so heavy. It's just so terrible and hard. And other people could see the chain that was around you. Sometimes we don't have the chain here. Sometimes we actually just have the chain around our waist. That's not as bad when you have it around your waist. You can kind of keep it around yourself. Or sometimes we do this. Sometimes we let the chain go all the way down. And then we keep it on our leg. It doesn't bother me a whole lot because I'm not going anywhere. But I'm still chained. Obviously, that end of my chain's not going anywhere, but I'm chained to sin. Do you have a chain on you today? A chain of sin? If you do, the truth of Jesus Christ says, I have come to set you free. We can be set free. Jesus came to set us free from the chain of sin. Hallelujah. If you don't have any other best news today, that's the best news in the world. You can be set free from your sin. Well, I'm not a sinner. Yes, you are. We all are. That's what the Bible says. If you don't want to be set free, then that causes complications. If you don't agree with point one, then it's tough to get you to point two. But I would think that most of us would want to be set free. Don't we? Who wants to be shackled? So I want to talk to two groups of people today. First of all, those who are not walking in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are here and you've never accepted Christ into your life. If that's you, you need to accept Christ because you are being chained by sin. You may think, well, it's not me. That's not who I am. You are. That's the truth of God's word. God's word says, if you don't know him, he is the way, the truth, and the life. But second, I want to talk to some of you who are Christians here today, and you have a chain. Something that's been holding on to you. Something that you've been chained up to. Jesus has come to set you free. First, for those of you who have not made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, God loves you and He desires for you to know freedom. He desires for you to live a full life, not a life of bondage, but it must start at the cross. You must start with Jesus. The one who was fully God and fully man died on the cross for our sins and then was resurrected. Will you know Jesus today? If you are here this morning and you're enslaved to sin and you don't know it, you don't like to hear this because I'm not enslaved. Sometimes we even get annoyed when we start thinking about this. And if you've ever tried, if you're a Christian and you've ever tried to share with somebody and say, you're a slave to sin, no, I'm not. I can do whatever I want to. I'm totally free. Not according to God's word. His grace is for each of us today. Be free from the bondage of sin, even though you may not know it. If you were here at the Monday Thursday service, Ron Burkhalter shared a meditation, and here's what he said. Do you celebrate from your delivery from bondage? Praise God. If you're walking in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, today you should walk out of here and say, I'm free. Now I want to talk to a couple of us in this room who are chained down by something. Maybe it's a regret, maybe it's a frustration, maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's something that's haunted you for a number of months, weeks, days, maybe some years. Know that Jesus has come to set you free, and you can be free indeed. How do we grab this truth? The first thing that I see from verse 31, it says this, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. We have to abide in God's word. Are we living according to God's word? Are you meditating on it? Are you making it an everyday part of your life? If you abide in God's word, then you are his disciples, and then you will know the truth. We grab the truth by knowing it. The truth can be there, but if we don't know the truth, then the truth is just there. Let me give you an example. Juries learn about the truth. If you've ever been on a jury, you sit there and you wait to hear the truth, hopefully. Obviously, men and women can lie, but you as a jury are trying to figure out the truth. You learn the truth. Students learn the truths of math. When it's time to learn math, they sit down and they learn the truths. The truths are always there. They just have to learn the truths. Science. Hudson and I were just reading, I think it was last night, we're reading about a guy who discovered something in the 1600s, and he spent 6 years trying to figure it out through science. The truth has always been there, but you have to learn the truth of science. Medical professionals learn the truth of your body and the things that happen. Oh, the white blood cell count is up. That's not a good thing. Oh, your liver enzymes are high. That's not good. The truth was always there, wasn't it? They had to learn that. Truth is this. Jesus died for your sins, and he wants you to be free from those. Letting the Son live in you, all of you, is a key to this. Here's what Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Paul says it in this way in Romans 6, a little bit later in the chapter, 18 and 22 say about the same thing. Having been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. Would you say that's true about your life? That you're not a slave to sin, but you are a slave to righteousness. Think of the arenas. Think of the areas in your life. Is it everything you're doing, you're like, I want to be righteous in that way. I want to be righteous in that circumstances. I want to be righteous to my wife. I want to be righteous to my husband. I want to be righteous to my kids. I want to be righteous to my coworkers. I want to be righteous to my neighbors. Or do you say, that dumb neighbor, let me tell you about my dumb neighbor. No, are we a slave of righteousness to everything we do? Being a slave to righteousness instead of a slave to sin, is this you? This word of God says this in verse 36 of chapter 8. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The power of Jesus Christ is a greater power than anything. Some of you have worked through the AA and the different steps, and they talk about having a higher power. That higher power is Jesus. He is the power that can set you free. Maybe you didn't realize you were in bondage today. Maybe you have been a Christian for a long time, and yet you have been in bondage. Maybe the Holy Spirit is revealing something in your life today, and He's saying, let go. Because Jesus wants us to help us with these things. He doesn't want to condemn us. The Word of God says this, therefore, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Would you be willing to open yourself up to the power of Jesus today? See, Jesus provides freedom, even for those of us who are Christians in the room who say, well, I'm not enslaved by anything. Are we? Let me share from a different perspective. Let's say I'm running, playing, doing something, and I break my arm. If I break my arm, which I've done before, they put it in a cast. And when my arm is in a cast, I'm not able to do all the functions that I used to be able to do, especially if I have to have my arm bent like this. I can't do everything that I've wanted to do. Let's say I've broken a foot or I've had foot trouble. Some of you identify with this. You have your leg in a boot. You have your leg wrapped up. You know how difficult it is to drive with your leg in a boot and your right foot? Some of you have done that, and you probably shouldn't have, but that's another topic of another day. But what happens when your arm gets healed? It takes a little bit of time for it to get back to normal, but then here comes the pitch. Swing away. It's baseball time because I can do that again. What happens when your foot gets healed? It's time for dancing. You can't do that with a boot. That's tough to do when you got a boot on your foot. If you've ever worn one of those boots. Have you found yourself being a slave to that sin instead of being a slave to righteousness? Jesus does not want us to be chained down. He wants us to be free. I have a short video clip that I want you to see and listen to, and then I will finish the message.
If you've ever driven to a circus, you'll see the elephants standing out on the parking lot, right? The elephants will be out on the parking lot, these huge, powerful beasts. But they don't go anywhere. They don't run. They don't move. You know why? Because they got a chain around one of their legs. A little teeny chain with a little teeny peg in the ground that these beasts could rip out any old time they feel like it. Because they got the power. They got the power. All they got to do is jerk that leg and that little peg would come out of that and rip that concrete and tear that chain. But they don't budge. You know why? Because they were taught ever since they were a little baby elephant that when you feel this chain, you have no power. From the time they were born, when you feel this chain on your leg, that means you are nothing, you're nobody, and you don't move. Because you're not here to demonstrate your power, you're here to perform. And we got a lot of Christians who aren't here to demonstrate their power, they're here to perform. And so you come to church on Sunday and you perform, but you don't have any power. You come, you drag in church with this chain on your leg. This chain on your leg, talking about, I'm coming to worship God, and I'm coming, and He's able with this chain on your leg. And He's so high you can't get over with this chain on your leg. And He's so wide you can't get around, and you got this chain on your leg. Performing for the circus, and the hell is laughing at you, eating its cotton candy with that chain on your leg. It's time for you to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, get off of me. Let me go. Get that chain off of me. I'm free. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. You're free. Walk like it. Act like it. Are you free? Are you free? Are you free? Did Jesus make you free? Then walk like it. Talk like it. Act like it. Hold your head up high and be free. He set you free. He set you free.
Powerful video. So let me give you some examples today, because I believe that Christ is here today to set us free. Do you have the sin of fear? Do you have lies from the devil that continue to get you down? Do you have an insecurity in your life that the enemy has, you're a slave to that sin of insecurity? Do you have a sin of lust or pornography? Do you have the sin of glutton and you live a glutton lifestyle, whether it be with food or with something else? Do you have a sin of the nasty tongue? Are you covetous? Do you have a sin of impurity? Maybe there is an addiction of some kind in your life. Christ has come to set you free from that. Maybe you're discontent. That can be a sin. Maybe you have no peace in your life. You have unrest. That can be a sin. Maybe you have a sin of busyness. Maybe you have a sin of greed. Maybe you have a sin of selfishness. Maybe you have hate towards someone. Maybe you have impatience. Maybe you're unfaithful. Romans 8, verse 2, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Would you be willing to give whatever God has been bringing over to your mind today and give him of that chain? Don't let the chain hold you any longer. Don't let it. If you're a man in the room, if you're a man, Jesus identifies with you and he says, let the chain go. I've come to set you free. If you're a lady in the room, let the chain go. May the chain drop in your life. Would you pray with me today? I want to give you just a couple of moments just to do as the psalmist says and says, search my heart, O God. See if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of righteousness. Lead me in the way everlasting. So search your heart today. Lord Jesus, I pray for every person that's in this room today. I think you've revealed some things today to some individuals, and they need to know your truth. And your truth is this: if we know the truth, and that's Jesus, then the truth will set us free. And if the Son sets us free, we will be free indeed. And so, in one aspect of this, I pray for freedom for someone here today, someone who's been wearing the chain, the heaviness, and who has been in bondage, who's been just overwhelmed, or it's been on their leg and they've just been dragging it around. I just pray right now, through the power of Jesus' name, you would set each person in this room free. Whether it be for the very first time of them saying yes to you, and they've been wearing the chain of bondage of sin, they would just say, that's not me anymore, because the Son has set me free. And then, Lord Jesus, for the Christians in this room who have been battling with something, I pray, God, that today, May 5, 2019, they would say yes to you and the truth of your word, the truth of your Son, would set them free. God, would you do that right now? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for setting us free. We love you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.